selection and very, very competitive pricing. That's why we have a gallery style showroom and two full-time professional designers to help the decorator in you choose the perfect furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor. A professional decorator at no extra charge. We won't charge you more. We just give you more. Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Mel is in our studio. So, Mel, we get the fifth seed. The Bowling Green Falcons get the fourth seed. Lake State is out. Alabama Huntsville is out. Ferris State wins the league. Minnesota State is the second seed. That's just some of the finality of the WCHA regular season.
Well, you know, it was a very exciting year, you know, regular season as far as that goes. I mean, you know, every game had something at stake this weekend. Every game, even the Alabama-Huntsville game, because Northern, you know, they were playing for seeding and playing for the playoffs, too. They didn't have a guaranteed playoff seeding. So I guess that's what you want. You want every game have some meaning right up until, you know, the Saturday game out in Alabama, or sorry, up in Alaska. So a great finish. You know, I'm proud of our team. I mean, they played hard all year, and, you know, we had a tough second half. We had to play Ferris State twice, two series. We had to play at Ferris, at Minnesota State, at Bowling Green, you know, in the second half of the year, the top three teams, and we played Alaska, you know, Fairbanks. I mean, we had a tough schedule. We played the top teams a lot the second half, and I thought our team did a real nice job with that. I don't know when the last time a Tech hockey team has finished with a better than 500 record in the league standings, and we accomplished that this year. So a lot of good things going on, and like I said, you know, we're going on the road. 2 years ago, we went out to Colorado College and won a road series to get to the Final Five. Last year, we you know, beat North Dakota to extend that to three games against a very good team, and here we go on the road again. So we've had some experience on the road. We've had some success on the road. I like our team this year. I believe we ended up a game over 500 on the road this year in league play, or maybe right at 500. Mm, so that's good. So we've had success on the road. We're going on the road. We can play there. You know, we've been in tough environments. We keep talking about, you know, we played at Michigan. And we played at Notre Dame. We played at Duluth. Now we played at Minnesota State. We played at Ferris. And we've done, you know, we've been in tough buildings. And we've also been at Bowling Green and had some success there. So it matches up to be a pretty good series.
You look at the way things shake out now with the four different series going on. You have Ferris State taking on Bemidji State down in Big Rapids. Do you see Bemidji making any kind of a push in that?
No, I do. I really do. For some reason, their goaltender, their main goaltender, was not with them in Bowling Green, Walsh. So I don't know if he got hurt or not. So they had two freshmen down there last weekend. So that's going to be a key if they can get him back.
Minnesota State now will have to take on Northern Michigan down at Minnesota State. Can Northern beat a team that is so good in their own building?
Yes. Yes, they they can. And, you know, Northern, you know, play a very tight defensive game. Obviously, the rink at Minnesota State's a little bit, you know, it's not NHL size. It's not Olympic size. It's in between, and Northern plays on that bigger sheet. So, yeah, they'll have a chance down there. That'll be a good series.
All right, and the other series that we were talking about, other than the Michigan Tech series, would be Alaska taking on Alaska Anchorage, sure. Which is what the WCHA gods wanted, right, as far as sure. expenses
the,
concerned.
Well, the Alaska plan, we voted that yeah. in, the league voted that in a couple of years ago, that if both Alaskas make the tournament, they'd play each other, and here you go. just because of travel, I mean, if you had two teams that had to go up to Alaska, I mean, it's a, even though Alaska helps subsidize some of the expense, it's still expensive, and it's a long way to go this time of year. And so yeah, that'll be a great series. Obviously they split last weekend, and it's a rivalry series, and Tyler Morley, one of Fairbanks' best players, got hurt, and I don't know how bad he is, but he did not play that Saturday game, so that could be a real key in that series.
Very key. He's such a good player. His brother still is on the team, obviously. It's good, but yeah, without him it'd be it'd be a really good series, but I'm glad we're not the ones going up there.
Well, no question. And I mean, we could add some success there. And, you know, we came as close to third place, not fourth place, as you can. 1 point. I mean, you can't get any closer than that. And it goes right down to a, you know, a bounce or a break or a hit post or a missed scoring opportunity. And people, you know, I wonder, you know, earlier in the year why I'm so upset about a referee's call in a Bowling Green series way back when, that 1 point can make the huge huge difference. And I've been around college hockey, and I know every point is huge, and every situation is huge, and this year is no different. It comes down to, you know, 1 point between us getting home ice and not getting home ice. So our guys battled hard. It was a tough place to go into to try to steal some points, and I was proud of our team, and we played, you know, hard and well, and played toe-to-toe with a very good hockey team that has been a lights out at home.
All right, so we are taking on Bowling Green, a team that we are incredibly familiar with, yeah. Having played them 4 times.
Yep.
And fairly recently, not just the series last month, but you know, the first series was at the end of the first half of the season.
Yeah.
So we know them so well.
Yeah, there won't be any surprises,
no,
I don't think,
that's my
for
question,
either team,
I guess.
As far as goaltending, defensively, power play, you know, the forwards, the key people on either team. There's not any surprises, and I think we match up well with Bowling Green. They're a dangerous team, especially at home. I mean, I've been in that rink a lot, you know, from my previous gig, and then you know, obviously we were here, and you know, things happen quick in that rink, so things can get out of hand. So you have to be real careful when you go in there. It's a transition rink, boy. I mean, it seems like you're either on offense or you're either on defense, and the puck moves quick. But they're a good team. They were one of the teams that, you know, were picked to finish high. They've had a lot of success in the playoffs. They went up to Northern a couple of years and beat them. They got to the CCHA championship game, I believe, a couple of years ago. You know, even though they didn't do as well as in league standing, so they've had some playoff success in the last 3 or 4 years. So it's going to be a tough series. It's going to be a good series, but you know, it's knowing that we can win there, I think, is important, and knowing that we've played well on the road is important. But we're going to have to go in there and play our best to have a chance to win.
We win 5-2, you know, if you can say easily on Friday night down there, and then Saturday night the overtime victory. How much more difficult is it going to be to win down there from that series that we swept them up last
month?
Well,
much more difficult, because, you know, obviously we beat them there, and, you know, they're going to have their, you know, radars up there. Mm-hmm. They know that we can go in there and win, and I'm sure their coach is going to use that, you know, the 2 games that we beat them, as a motivating factor. I mean, he doesn't have to say much. I mean, we beat them twice, and that's all you need to say. You know, if you think you're going to take this team lightly, well, hey, guess what happened? You know, so, and on the flip side, we're going to have to make sure we let our team know that it's not going to be just because we won there before. It doesn't guarantee you anything. It's a new season now. What you've done in the past, even though you can take some things from that, it doesn't guarantee future success. So we're going to have to make sure we get ready to play and get all our guys on the same page and get them healthy and get them sharp and get them excited to play.
Will our forecheck, because it seemed like our forecheck was something that really helped us out in that series, kind of clogging up their defensemen back in their own zone.
Well, no question. And we did that against Minnesota State. You saw the second night. And that's when we're skating. We have to skate. We have to skate. We have to put pressure on them. What you're going to find in Bowling Green is we're either going to be playing in our zone a lot or in their zone, because there's not much of a neutral zone. It seems like it's a little smaller. So no question. Our forecheck's going to have to be good. I'm sure they're going to make a couple tweaks to their breakouts. And we watched some of the Bemidji series already from this past weekend and got some ideas. So we'll be ready to go. So by tomorrow, we'll have everything in order, know exactly how we want to play and who's going to play with who, and go from there.
Well, it's going to be exciting, and the games are...